Oh no! Our table! It's broken!
Yeah. Yeah. Don Brown. Bills Mafia. Yeah. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. Put a hit out on your favorite team.
Ready, 1, 2, 3, go!
Been shooting the bomb, mafia mind. Please don't step on my shoes. Game day ones, the white, the red, the blues. Hey man, breaking tables is traditional. Wishing the fish, look at my drip. Never cheating like Belichick is. Sean McDermott never telling the biz. Deion Dark is missing, Bobby got Mitch. Gabe Davis told tapping to this. Who making isms that slapping like nobody. This? Nobody getting the traction like nobody. This. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them. Tables, we breaking them. Tables, we breaking them. Tables, we breaking them. The podcast breaking tables. You see us, we breaking them tables. Neil and Brian is breaking the tables. The mafia, yeah, baby, you know that we dangerous. Everybody know. Don, yeah, Brown.
Get the tables.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Breaking Tables. This is Epic B over here.
This is Tampanil over here.
Woo, hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. Breaking Tables Thursday night means it's going to be epic, and your weekend starts tonight. Right, Tampanil? You can't get better than that.
Absolutely, man. Weekend starts right here, right now. I know for us it's going to be a rainy weekend, but for those up north, you can finally let the snow maybe get shoveled a little bit.
I know. It's going to pour all weekend long down here.
Yeah.
Well, at least Friday, because Sunday it's not going to pour because it's going to be great golf weather. You know.
So you have a tee time set up?
I already do. Yeah. Every 2 weeks go with the golf league. And I got a secret before we start the show. All right. Before we talk about any sponsors, I got a secret. All right. I got a secret technique that will guarantee you under 80 par every time.
Play only 13 holes?
No. You stop when you get 79 and quit. It's like, I'm done.
I'm out.
It's like, bro, you're on hole one. You made 100. Guys, welcome to Breaking Tables. We missed you guys. It's been a week. Tampanil, hope you're doing well. Happy St. Patty's Day. Belated, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hope everybody had fun. Hope everybody had a great time. Which we'll talk about here in a second, but this opening segment is brought to you by our boy Sean, was straight out of Buffalo, over there in Clearwater, Florida. He's going large. He's going to Orlando. He's going to Jacksonville. He's got a bunch of places out there. So I'll give him a call. He's got anything you need Buffalo area related, and you know we have the best food in the world. And I kind of went out of sequence. I totally forgot about our other sponsor.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, Sean is opening up in the Orlando area, but man, he's like bringing, I don't know what the hell he must have bought, like a catering van, because he's bringing Bocce's pizza down. Like, what in the hell is he doing?
How is he doing?
I want some Bocce's pizza.
I want some Bocce's pizza.
Right?
When's he gonna open up a shop down here in Southeast Florida? Come on, Sean.
Maybe.
All right. This episode also brought to you by Brendan Sports Pub, home of the Bills Backers, South Florida Bills Backers chapter. Sean Hanrahan and myself, co-president of the South Florida Bills Backers. Guys, great food, great drinks, great everything, great ownership, great. Just, it's amazing. You walk in, you're like, yeah, this is it. This is cool. So, and the food's amazing. And the drinks, man, they're cheap. You want South Beach prices? Oh, all right. You go to South Beach, because you go there, it's like, I'm talking like, you know, $5 drinks, $4 drinks. South Beach is like $25 drinks, $30 drinks, whatever. So Brennan Sports Pub, Pompano Beach, Florida, home of South Florida Bulls backers. And we'll see you guys in Florida next year when we play Miami. Right, Neil? We're going to have another another party, year two, anniversary two.
I love parties.
What's up, Shoddy? How are you? I don't know what you're sending. Hey, Lisa. Oh, guys, speaking of Lisa, so, yeah, I'm going to break the news here.
Am I supposed to know this already? Do I have to close my eyes?
Yeah, close your eyes, Neil. Close your eyes. You're getting one. All right. Hey, Kate. Here we go. So I had a meeting up with Lisa and Gregory. We're down here in South Florida, and they were like, hey, Gregory has a gift for us. I was like, well, all right, cool, man. You don't have to do that, but sure, let's go. And this is the same guys, same Gregory that made us, you know, with a 3D printer.
Table, yeah.
The table, right? So we're like, all right, we'll go down. We'll go check it out. Like, I'm thinking, what is that? I bet you it was like something with this 3D printer, something epic. Well, it starts a conversation off with he got a bigger 3D printer. he got a bigger 3D printer, and this is what he made for us.
Yes!
Lucky Gregory is the man. Look at that. That's pretty cool. 3D printed. Yeah, it's definitely a bigger. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that.
Dude, that's I can't fun. Wait to see him now.
I know. Thanks, Gregory. Thanks, Lisa. I know the next what they said. I was like, I'm not gonna tell Neil. I'm gonna keep it a secret. But I'm like, I can't keep it a secret. It's pretty badass. So sorry, Neil. He'll get yours eventually.
Shit, I might head to the West Coast or the East Coast.
I haven't seen the clip, Shoddy. What clip is that?
I can't click on where we are right now.
I know we can't click it.
I'll look at it afterwards.
But this is the happy birthday party for our boy Sean McDermott. Even though we, you know, talk
happy
shit a little
birthday
bit.
Birthday to you. Sorry.
Right. Right. It's you look like a monkey and you smell like one too. Happy birthday. Even though we talk a lot of shit about him, right, Neil? Especially Tampa Neil. Tampa Neil hates him. Get him fired. All right. I might have fired him once, but yeah, all right, fine. You get one more year. Super Bowl or bust, Tampa Neil on his birthday.
I'm gonna go back in the clips and see how many times you've actually wanted to fire him.
Every single fucking game.
Well, we lost six games last year. So yeah, every single one of those.
Oh man. No, I'm even games that we won. Come on. Even games that we won. It's like, what? Like we lost to who? Stop it!
That's we all just coaching. Barely beat what? Are you shitting me?
Come on, Denver! Are you kidding me? Oh, 12 stop. Man on the field.
Stop. This is off season. I don't need that. Right, I don't need that shit in my life right now.
For the birthday of Sean McDermott, can we just like let's hash out like our most favorite McDermott moments? Can I start it, Neil? Want me to start it?
Oh, go right ahead.
All right. 13 seconds. That's McDermott. It's all on McDermott.
Fake punt.
Oh, my. You win. You fucking win. Yeah, no, I forgot about that. I subconsciously forgot about that, knowing that I'm going to be put back in this emotional state again because I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, you win it, Neil. I can't do it anymore. I can't top that one. Can you top that one?
I don't think I can.
I don't think anybody can. But
I don't want to top that one. I don't want him to top that one.
I don't want him to top that one. I want him to win a Super Bowl. If he tops it off, then wins the Super Bowl, I'm like, all right, that's cool. We won a Super Bowl. all is forgiven. You want to Super Bowl? Well, whatever. You ran somebody over? Hey, whatever. Who wants Super Bowl?
I saw a very funny meme today done by the Bills backers of Italy. Did you see it earlier today? It was the four loudest things in the world. Number one, the space shuttle. Number two, thunder. Number three, a volcano. Number four, McDermott clapping.
That's actually not bad. That's actually pretty good.
Like, that's pretty funny. Well done.
So it's not even raining yet here, and I'm already getting flood advisories.
What?
Are we getting hit with a like hurricane?
Possibly.
Tampanil?
Possibly.
South Florida? All
right. Yeah.
Well, I'll just use this as an umbrella because it's big enough.
There we go.
So, that's funny. It's pretty fucking heavy, too. Jesus Christ. I wonder how much adamantium he used to make that. 3D printer. That is a huge 3D printer. Right? That's the first thing I said. Like, dude, he made this. He's like, I'm 3D printing article. I think this is a big 3D printer. They busted that one out. It's like, oh, okay. You win.
We you win, Gregory. For our kids off on the shelf.
What's that, 3D printer? Or the table?
No, we used the table for the elf on the shelf. We had him dressed up in a Diggs and an Allen jersey, and they were jumping on the table.
That's actually pretty cool. I didn't see any photos of that.
We had a few beverages that evening, so pictures never made it happen.
Oh, you know what's funny? Well, one last thing with this table, right? So Gregory goes, he goes, hey, look, Brian, it's actually made perfect for you. You know, one table down on the ground, the other one's still standing, and you're getting road rash on your elbows because you couldn't break the table. I'm just like, well played, sir. Well played. That was actually really hysterical. There you go. Here you go.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Then we can stack them up and try to break it for the... No, we're not breaking these. These are going to be our star on our Christmas
tree. Don't worry, Greg. We fail when we break the tables anyways.
We're so bad at it. Or we just make wrong decisions. Right, Tampanil?
Might, possibly.
Well,
so Neil's Greg, the Greg, if I can put a request in, can you make us a breaking tables ornament with our logo on it? I would actually pay you for that. Ooh. That'd be a cool Christmas ornament. Breaking tables logo with a breaking table thing. You just let me know.
I want a breaking tables mask. I don't know what I'm going with this mask. Deal. Yeah, like, you know, like the buffalo, and like I just carry around like the actual, like a table. But a mask. Give me a mask. I mean, this is definitely bigger than my face, so give me a mask out of it. I'd pay for that. Batman. I'm Epic B.
See, Lisa wants one now too. Right? She's like, you, I want an ornament too.
Right? That'd be so fucking cool. Talking about the mask or it's Happy Neil's idea. Just like probably Happy Neil's idea. Man, oh, off season, Campanile. We signed some players before we talk about the signing. How about did we talk about Jordan Poyer last week?
I think we brought it up for maybe a second, but we didn't give it its due.
Did we time travel? Did we time travel a week, Campanile? I don't remember. I think he sat with the Dolphins. I think we did talk about it. All right, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, guys, good luck. Dolphins.
Good luck.
Damn it.
I might
have the oldest secondary in the NFL.
That is. That's why I'm happy about it. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Yeah. When we sign like Worthy, who runs a 4.2 and a 40.
Yeah.
Good luck. Tyreek who?
So it's been kind of a dead week. I think probably one of the biggest news things. Yeah, see, it is a good. I know. I'm get on it, Greg. Get on it right now.
No, she's saying Campanile, a great idea for Brian. That's pretty. No, she wants masks. She wants masks. Ewok.
That's mass production.
Mask production.
Mass.
Yes, exactly. She spelled it wrong. Mask. She's not
talking about like church, like mass. Large quantities.
Okay. kick mass.
Kick mass.
Mass.
Tyler Bass got married last weekend.
Did he? That's we signed this Edward guy too, right?
Oh yeah,
he's right. Pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty good. Just sign him. He's pretty. He's not bad. I mean, it's like, I'd say he'd be equivalent to how either Jordan Poyer or actually Micah Hyde was with the Packers, right? Mm-hmm. Like equivalent wise in terms of what he does. That's huge. That's good news.
Yeah, I agree. He was a good signing. He filled the need that we have. So bringing him in, he's a good player to have. He's won a Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl against the Chiefs, too. So that's something that we can use.
What the hell does that fucking mean, Neil? All right, congratulations. You won a Super Bowl. Play on that. Does that mean we're guaranteed a Super Bowl? Does that guarantee that we're going to win a Super Bowl?
He just has the experience. Nice to have that type of experience.
Oh, so he doesn't buckle under pressure. That's what
if you have a whole... You know, a whole bunch of Super Bowl winners. You should win a Super Bowl, right?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Well,
I mean,
first, you're last.
All right, that's fair enough. I mean, jeez.
I'll take Super Bowl winners.
He knows the tendencies of Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. just like Poyer knows the tendencies of Jordan Poyer. The difference is. Difference of like 6 years younger for Edwards. Mm-hmm. So this is I think it's a good signing. It's a really good signing. And then we always like Tyler Rapp. I know. Yep. We'll talk about the Bills for a little bit. We promise you guys. The least we can do, right, Neil?
Yeah.
We randomly talk about the Bills.
Brandon Bean's gonna be throwing out the first pitch at the Bison's home opener. You see that?
Yeah. I hope he does it with he's got to wear, remember his, that one, this is why fell in love with this guy, was that Christmas thing where he's just sipping on that bottle and he's wearing like, you know, the National Lampoon's.
The Cousin Eddie hat.
Cousin Eddie hat, yeah. And he's like, Merry Christmas. He got, this guy is the man. This guy's the man. What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button. A lot of people watching tonight. Hit that like button. Just, you know, entice us here. Talk us into Thursday. What are we going to do to basically fast forward us to the draft? Because that's the next big thing coming up. Which I'm going to Detroit, baby. I'll be there. Epic B will be foots on the ground when they announce it. Maybe I might just go streaking up on the stage. You don't know. Don't want to do that. Definitely not doing that.
You should. I hear my wife
yelling in the back. Don't do it.
Trish, he's not going to do it.
But that's neither here nor there.
That would actually to Detroit for it? Man. So we're going to do a live show from you from Detroit?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some mobile pod equipment. I know the draft is kind of our show is like our fucking badass show. So you'll have to host a show. I'll get a lineup of people, but I'll be randomly. I'm not going to be hammered. It's a draft, man. Don't get hammered.
He's not going to be hammered, and he's not going to run on the stage.
Yes, and but yeah, I want to get a mobile podcast thing, and I'll tune in, and maybe I can meet Roger Goodell, and shake his hand, take a picture. I'll tell him like Roger, you're my fucking role model. If you don't hug me now, I will die. I don't know. I'll think of something, bro. Don't worry. Epic, my name is not Epic B. It's not self-proclaimed. Okay. It's authentic. I assure you. Come on. Hit a like for this. If I get one more like, I swear to God, I'm going to pound this beer. Just one more. One more like. That's all it is. Nobody wants a like. It's like, I don't care, Brian. Nobody likes you. That's sounds fucked up. Jeez.
There's a delay. There must be a delay.
Yeah, it's the delay. The eclipse, that man.
Crappy weather. The eclipse is fucking it all up.
Eclipse is fucking it all up.
Dude, I can't believe how many people are obsessed with the eclipse. Like, there's people that are flying all over everywhere. And apparently, I guess Buffalo is a prime area to see the eclipse, too.
Yeah. La Lisa, they're taking a road trip up because tickets are like $600 now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't actually look at the eclipse, right? Wasn't it like fry your eyes?
Right. Well, I think they're also flying up there for the experience. I don't know if they're going to get, you know, welder glasses or not. I don't, that's not our fucking problem. If I'm an optometrist, I'd be like, oh yeah, let's go to the cliff. Woo! Hey, here's my card. Come in the eye doctor afterwards.
Well, Greg, if you're going up there, please finish those the Christmas ornament before you go up there. Treat it not blind.
No, I just fucked that deal.
Or
no, meet up with them next week.
There are. I think there are. There's like glasses you have to wear to see it or something like that. I remember when I was in like grade school, they gave us some of the weirdest shit in the entire world for us to look at the sun. I'm like, what? I don't want to get this. I'm going to look like an idiot wearing this.
Honestly, bro, it was my growing up. What was 11th grade? Somebody had a welder's glasses on, and he's like, "Look at that!" It was a partial eclipse, I think. And with the welder's glasses, you could see them. Solar clip glasses. That's nice. Or you get welder's glasses. If you know a welder friend, that's where I'm getting at. Ask him. Can I use your glasses? Yeah, the helmet thing. You know, the face thing with the, because those are crazy thick. Because you're not supposed to look at the light of a weld when somebody's welding. You're not supposed to look at that light. Which it's like everybody knows not to look at it, but everybody's drawn to it. Like, oh, the light. You know,
I can't look away.
Don't tell me I'm wrong. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because that happens.
It's like a car accident. You can't stop or not stop looking at it.
Oh, man. I got one more like. There we go. I have to drink this beer. Jesus.
Get it.
I didn't say pound it. If we get 20 likes right now, right? Everybody likes right now. I'll pound the beer because it's going to help time travel to April for the draft. No, is that how it works?
Do it.
Pretty sure it's how it works.
Tell your friends, your aunts, uncles, neighbors right now.
Not your lawyers.
Not your lawyers.
This beer is brought to you by 716 Express, formerly Buffalo Charlie. I don't even know what to say anymore. He's got to respond back to us. We love you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing. But Buffalo Charlie's good wings. That was the
great wings. He said he's going to be going on like a road tour and making wings in different places.
The Road King?
Yeah. He's going to drive. He's going to like get a van, like a Sprinter van type thing. Or he's already got it. And he's going to be traveling around. And he's going to be selling the 716 Express stuff, like all the stuff that he has on there. And he's also going to do like traveling wings and that type of stuff. Like, nice. I mean, there's plenty of Bills Backers Bar out there. And I mean, we've been to a lot. Not all of them have got the best wings. No. You know that.
Yeah. Honestly, bro, Tampa, the patio. Ooh, sorry, guys.
Horrible wings.
I'm so sorry. I love the place. Suck. Love the atmosphere. Love the people. But the wings are the fucking worst. Like, people were giving away wings because they were so bad. Like, I don't want. We ordered 30 wings. We don't want it.
Me and my wife joke around about it when we go there. Like, I'm hungry and I'm drunk and I need to eat something.
Don't get the wings.
It's like, shit.
You guys got fucking chinger fingers? Chicken fingers. Or hot dogs.
But yeah, that's a great place for the gift. I need to come here and make your wings. You need to just like go somewhere else.
Right. Get one of those like little
turkey fryers. I told them, that's what I use.
Turkey fry. Yeah. Well, food truck. Get a food truck. Yeah. Get a food truck and go mobile food.
Propane trucking. Thing, get that thing going.
Propane. God damn it, Bobby.
Hey, what's up,
Bob? What's up, Bob? How you doing, Bob? Thanks for liking the show, brother. Which you haven't done yet. Yeah, you should love it. You should love it. Give it love.
Give us Greg, those, like, heart things.
Lisa. Yeah. Don't do the angry face like Bob. Hope everything's all well, brother. I haven't talked to you in forever, man. Need to catch up. Guys, thanks for tuning in. What is everyone else doing? What is everyone else? Oh, that was a good one. What is everyone else doing to kind of like burn their time before the draft? Dude. I mean, we're a month away, man.
So you're talking about your golf thing on Sunday. I want to go to the Valspar Open on Sunday here.
The what?
The Valspar Open golf tournament, PGA tournament.
Oh, no way. Really?
I want to go to that so bad here. I'm trying to convince the wife to let that happen.
Yeah, they invited me there to play, but I was just like, no, I'm playing with the boys.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm going to go there.
Speaking of which, it was St. Patty's. It was St. Patty's Day on this past weekend. Happy belated St. Patty's Day. I want to talk about it because, like, I felt like an adult for my first time in my life, and I'm sitting home not drinking green beer or anything. But whatever. You know, eat your own. People grow up at different stages.
Did you really?
Tampanil, what did you do?
I drank it all.
I drank it all. You're like Von Miller instead of burn it all. It's drink it all.
I mean, we had a crazy day at Levique. So there was everything going out, kayaks, jet skis, the tiki bar, all this, everything was going out. So me and Jenna were actually working there in the morning part of it and a little bit of the afternoon. And then we went to a brewery and we had a lot of green beer there. And then after that, we had some more green beer. That was Saturday. Sunday,
I'm getting drunk just like looking at your breath right now. I'm sure you're hungover as fuck.
We woke up.
Buckle up, folks. Buckle up.
We had a crap ton of mimosas, like 3 bottles worth of mimosas, and we went to another little area. They had, you know, beer drinking like crazy. We had a few margaritas there. Yes, we had a margarita on St. Patrick's Day, and came home, and the neighbors across the street, they got Irish car bombs, and I had like 4 or 5 Irish car bombs in an hour, and green jello shots, and yeah, that's time. That's where time started traveling. That's when I entered the portal.
I love when people talk about the portal, bro. It's amazing. Oh, Lisa, probably a good thing we live on opposite coasts.
We actually made corned beef and cabbage and didn't eat anything until the next day.
Fucking brilliant. Fucking brilliant, Tapanil. Oh, my God. That's epic. Oh, yeah. You know, you're finally sobering up now, right? On Thursday?
Yes. This is my first beer since then.
Oh, cheers, brother. Cheers, everybody out there that's watching it. Thank you for laughing at us. What else is everyone else doing on the summertime or springtime? Sorry, we live in Florida. It's summertime year round, so we don't know our you know seasons anymore.
I don't know. I woke up yesterday. It was 40 degrees. That was bullshit.
40 degrees?
Well, 48. It was in the 40. Oh, it had a number that started with 4. It wasn't cool.
Listen, it was 66 degrees, and that's why I'm wearing the sweater right now. And it's going to be raining all day tomorrow. Yeah, it's not spring. What up, Meredith? Not spring up there. You see that? The Apennine, it's snow, like, dude. Yeah. They're like, this is not the first day of spring.
First day of spring, and it's snowing in Buffalo. I think one of the funnier things was they're going to send a mob up to go take out Plucks a Cummy Phil or whatever the fuck the thing's name is. The hedgehog in Pennsylvania.
Pucks, whatever. That fucking fuck groundhog. That
giant hedgehog. Right? He's messing everything up. I was going to say,
fuck that groundhog. That's a stupid tradition. That's animal abuse.
He's right 50% of the time, I think that's all. I'm like, you might as well flip a coin.
Right. And not like fuck with a. Here's a question. How many. Is it a beaver? No, it's a groundhog.
Groundhog. Yeah.
How many groundhogs have we don't people know? Like that's wait a minute, that's not Phil. That looks like Jimmy. You know, I don't know. How do you know? How do you tell? It's fucking weird, right?
Totally was Phil.
Totally was Phil. No, it wasn't. It was fucking Jimmy.
They don't know. That thing doesn't live in a hole. That thing lives in a zoo or something like that. It take him out just for the day.
The fucking cage. We'll see you next year, Phil. I'm not Phil. I'm Jimmy. I'm Jimmy. You look like Phil. Nobody gives a shit. But I'm Jimmy, everybody. I'm going to tell everybody. And then all you hear is from the groundhog. All he's saying, I'm driving. It's fucked up.
Is that Sonic? What...
Yeah. Pretty fucking badass. Jurassic Park can use that shit in the next fucking movie. Called Jurassic Uranus. I mean, moon or outer space or some shit.
Jurassic Groundhog.
Jurassic Groundhog. Man,
can you imagine, can you imagine that roller coaster? That ain't going anywhere. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's no Velocicoaster, that's for sure.
You wait 1 hour just to fucking walk in like an entryway and somebody throws a fucking cake balloon at you. That's it.
It takes you back. And take you back to another. That's like really Groundhog Day. Bill Murray,
dude. That. Oh, that's we can't be. We're not talking about religion here because that's pretty crazy. Because that's yeah.
Oh, but, we could talk about this. Did you see about the PSL prices?
Yeah, that's crazy. Tabanil, you want to? I was reading this right before the show, and I was just like, "Man, I would be pissed off to be a fucking season ticket holder, especially when we're paying majority of
$20,000 a seat." Cost. Like, what the hell? That seems a little excessive. I mean, I would assume that's going to be for one of the club level seats, but I mean, even the lower level seats, you're still going to be pushing out about $1,000.
Yeah, this is not turning out good. I don't know. That's a bad look. What do you think, Neil? I mean, business, yeah, all right, brilliant, because it's going to be sold. But retrospect, who we are and what we, you know, stand for as a community, Bills Mafia and the community of Bills Mafia, that they're doing this. What are your thoughts, Tampa Neil, as a business owner?
I mean, that helps pay for the stadium. That's all reality. They're gonna jack everything up because there's gonna be less seats in the stands itself. So that's gonna be the thing right there. There's less seats. There's less seats for them to sell, and I mean they gotta do what they gotta do. They're trying to get as much ticket revenue as possible. The Bills tickets are still one of the cheapest in the NFL. So. PSLs for some of the other new stadiums are significantly higher.
So I have a
question. I get nobody wants to pay them.
I got a question for you, Neil. So if this is supposed to help pay for the new stadium, I thought the taxes were paying for the new stadium.
Oh, that's not correct for one. The state of New York is going to be funding, the state of New York and the county of Erie are funding the stadium. And I believe they're between the two is going to be around $750 million. That money is coming from revenue from the casino that has been sitting there and just sitting there, not doing anything. Now, I find it hard to believe that money has just been sitting there in all reality, but
right,
that's what they say that it is coming from.
Sitting there, right, Neil? Like, I'm going to go streaking on the track.
But yes, all the tax money goes into one pool and they divvy it out wherever. But I think that all Bills fans should think about this right here. The people that live in the state of or live in the city of New York City that are Jets fans, they're going to have some of their taxes pay for the Bills Stadium.
High five. Thank you. That is beautiful.
Just think about that for a second.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, well played, Pagulas.
They also have like bonds and a whole bunch of other crap like that.
So you're not mad about what about okay? You are a very few. You don't have a season tickets, Tampa Neil. So it's are you trying to talk?
I'm hoping that I can. No, I should actually tell them the other way. But like, hey, you know what? Maybe you guys should all give up your season tickets so I can finally get the call to get mine.
So what if you were, Tampa Neil, going to talk somebody who is a current season ticket holder off a ledge because of this highway robbery? You're going to be like, that's great. That means I go up on the list, right?
Yep.
It's fucked up. I know people, listen, people pay for it, but what about the, like, we don't care about the, you know, like your dedication throughout all these years.
Like I said, they're still the cheapest in the NFL.
Can you back that up with stats?
Yeah.
No, you can't. Let's see. Let's do it right now. You got 30 seconds. Ding, ding. Oh, I got a button for this one. I knew. That's why I don't delete the buttons. Google this.
Cheapest game tickets. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the cheapest would be the Atlanta Falcons.
And the show has reached a new low.
Sorry, Neil. What's that?
The cheapest would be the Atlanta Falcons, the Houston Texans, the Arizona Cardinals, and then the Buffalo Bills.
The cheapest. Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
So we are very low on the totem pole.
So it's a rich person's world. Either but, you just get a better job.
But let me tell you this right here. That is for season ticket prices. Now, if you look at aftermarket selling prices, the Bills are the fifth highest.
I see what you're doing there.
Does everybody understand that? The fifth highest. That means the season ticket holders are selling tickets at a higher price. So.
All right. Well, fine. That's what you get, season ticket holders.
Those are facts, by the way. Your ticket. Just so you know, those are facts.
That's what you get. Great. You're a season ticket holder, but you got to go to every single game if you're a season
ticket holder. Yes, you got to go to every game. Don't sell your damn tickets.
Or sell them to a family or friend, not to fucking.
I do know we are not talking to our fans because our fans, there's not a chance in hell they'd ever sell their tickets. But there are other fans that do that. There are other fans that are, I mean, there's scalpers that do that. Scalpers buy season tickets for stadiums just to sell them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a yearly thing. Like they save up, I don't know how they save all that money. They just buy them all at once, right? Then resell them. It's like, fucking, don't be the guy. Don't do it. But I get what the fans are about because they're going to be losing seats, like Meredith was saying. So get up a 20% down right now or the spot, you're going to lose it. Sorry. I get it. Well, I get what you're saying.
I mean, all those PSL prices are not $20,000. That's if you're in the club or you have a suite. The lower levels, or I'm sorry, the upper levels are, I mean, I'm showing here that they're around $500. So if you're sitting, if you have nosebleeds and crappy seats, it looks like your PSL is only $500. So that's nothing really. You could sell two of your season tickets for that price. Brett and nice. B missed that one.
I sorry. I've been happy hour started a little too early for some of us.
Oh, yeah? So you've been happy every hour today?
Yeah. I've been celebrating, trying to make up for missing St. Paddy's Day on Sunday.
I don't blame you.
Trying to catch up to Tampa Neal status. Who wears a face mask just so people don't smell his breath and think he's an alcoholic.
My whole attire on. My t-shirts that I have for St. Patrick's Day, it's a green t-shirt and it says only in Buffalo are they open until 4 a.m. And it's upside down Buffalo. And I walked into Publix and this guy's like, why is the Buffalo upside down? I'm like, well, if it's right side up, just flip me back over.
Did you really say that? How come you weren't recording? Like, sir, hold on, sir. Would you mind if I record this? Because nobody's going to believe this conversation ever transpired.
I asked Jennifer. She was there and she kind of gave me a, did you just really say that?
Your kids are going at, are you going, Daddy, are you a douchebag?
No. Kids weren't there. Kids weren't there this weekend. They didn't see us time traveling.
Of course. What's up, Jared? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
I haven't seen you guys in a bit.
I know.
Gotta get these guys back on again. That'd be fun to have them, just random conversations. Summer Phil, folks, to help you time travel to the draft. What's up, Mike Runk? Mike's late. Yeah.
He's still on, what's the standard time?
All right, Mike's on. We all can end the show now. So, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Fabra, change his clocks back.
Go order a liter of cola. Hell yeah, Jared. Good to see you, man. Who's all going to the draft this year, folks? Tune in. Make a comment. You want, who's going to the draft? Look, I'm trying to get in touch with Detroit Bills backers. Hopefully they got something going on. I'm going up with Slingshot and a couple other guys in April. It's going to be epic.
Driving the Slingshot?
No, we're not. We're flying in the Spirit for $63. It's ridiculously, stupidly low prices. We got Airbnb over there.
And your bag is going to cost you $300.
No, I'm not. I'm going to wear like three layers of clothes. I'll just like recycle it every time. My wife's going, you're disgusting. You're going to the draft just for a keg of Miller Lite? Yeah. Yeah. Right, we're gonna get a keg if that's still a thing in Detroit.
You know, walk around the streets of Detroit with a keg.
I've done it in St. Augustine. That would be epic, actually.
Like a wheelbarrow.
Imagine that. It's like, sir, you can't come in with this. I'm like, fair enough. Can I stand right here and finish this? No, I don't need a wheelbarrow. You can carry a keg on your shoulder.
Not when it's full. When it's empty, I want to see you like fumbling out of like,
Yeah, that's another story for another podcast. That's why we didn't have, you know, video cameras in my 20s, right. Thank God. Or phones, God. Smartphones, all that stuff.
I'm kidding.
Thank God. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button. Hit that love button. Drop a comment. Let's have a conversation. Let's get your, you know, weekend started. Tomorrow's Friday, folks. This is Friday Eve. Happy birthday party for our coach McDermott, who we talked shit probably 5 out of 10 times. Neil. Let's call Scott Norwood. Challenge coming.
Give him a call.
No.
You probably have
service. I don't want to call. He doesn't have service. I don't want to call Scott Norwood. Let's call Michael Vick.
Call Vick.
Hey, guys, funny topic. I just found this news out today. Breaking news. Everybody's favorite Isaiah McKenzie's restaurant that he opened up down here in Miami, La Tranquila, or whatever the fuck it's called, closed down.
Did it close down like
a few months ago? They closed down. What's that?
Did it close down like a few months ago?
I don't know. I just found out today. It closed down today. I'm so glad I said that. I think
when we were down there, for the game, we were looking it up, and I'm like, "Oh shit, it looks like it closed." did you leave all the bad reviews? It's got 30 reviews, one from Epic B, one from Brian, one from made BT. Up a,
made up fake Tampa Neil account. Just like shit reviews. Like I still have gonorrhea from this restaurant. Oh, that's fucked up. That's weird, guys. But funny. No, it was terrible.
We would never do something like that, Mike. Come on.
It was not good. I even told him that. For the people just tuning in now, the story was, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You got to go back to previous episodes. But basically, like, my interaction with Isaiah McKenzie at the airport was, oh, yeah, that La Tranquila place. We went there, and it was like, just like that. He's like, you know, looking at me like, what? Did you really fucking just say that? Michael Vick's laughing, going, ha, ha.
What would be funny if Mike Vick was just like laughing and be like, yeah, it is awful.
Dude, that is an absolutely epic story. Good times that I'll never remember. I'm surprised I didn't get fucking like arrested, because I remember I fucking forgot my backpack and I fucking ran out of the terminal once I boarded, and I'm like, sir, you can't go out. You can't go out. I'm like, but my backpack. And I yelled out, hey, Ryan, like, yelled it out in the airport. They're like, he gave it to me. And like, bro, it was, they told Ryan, like, look, he's getting arrested. Epic B. Epic B. Have you seen my baseball?
We should have called the airport and gotten that video. That would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. Oh my God.
For this?
Can we do this? Oh. Like, hey, would you mind? Listen.
Oh, at the marina, when somebody falls in, who's working there falls in, we always call the security guy at the hotel and be like, hey, go get that video.
That's brilliant. That's how we should do that. I would love to see that. I think that'd be awesome to see, you know, you do something stupid in life, and I want to see that replay.
Absolutely.
And before you know it, Neil, before you know it, you know, all these drones. So I thought of this, like, this new thing where it's like, what if we had these little drones that are personalized drones, aka smartphones, aka whatever, and they just follow you around and they're like, hey, droney, iDrone, whatever, fucking take a picture of me, you know, whatever. Just like, and then they can just, hey, replay what happened last night. Oh shit. You know what I mean? That would be fucking, I would know, like, how much you want for this. How much you want for this? I'm paying. Here's my whole salary. I'll pay for it.
That's like my videos for when I was drinking around the world at Disney. The next morning, I looked at him. I was like,
yes.
I could see myself getting drunker as the day went by.
Those were pretty epic fucking things. Maybe I'll have to do something like that when I'm in Detroit. It's like, all right, this just landed.
Don't get stabbed.
Like, Brian, are you drunk? Like, yeah, I fucking brought all these fucking shots on the plane. But it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you asshole.
You want to take this one?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Sure. Bobby Seymour, what's up, buddy? What do you think about the little bit of Drake Diggs drama? Are you concerned, or should we be used to it by now? Yeah, what Diggs drama? What did he say? Did he go out there and say, fuck Josh Allen, fuck the Bills, fuck the community? Did he go out there and say, I didn't see that. Tampa Neal, did he say that? Did he go out there and say, fuck everybody in Buffalo, fuck my contract, fuck this, like, I'm these blue shorts that I'm wearing in the offseason to train, fuck them.
No, he did not. I see this? Right. I look at this as last week he was in Paris having a good old time. His Twitter feed was not very much happening. And this week he's at home and he's bored. And he's like, man, I'm just going to fuck with some people. They're at home. They're bored. They're like, he's, I think he gets a kick out of what people say, like how people flip out. And he's probably on NFL memes being like, these guys are fucking morons.
He's screenshotting it, sending it to fucking Brandon Bean. There's a group chat, Brandon Bean, McDermott, Josh Allen. Like,
they're all just laughing.
Hey, like, look at that.
These idiots.
Look at this.
I bet you I could say one word and get them all, everybody all bent out of shape like crazy.
Watch. Hey, listen.
I bet I could just put like, dude. And everybody will flip the fuck out.
This emoji right here. Ready? Plum. Water droplets. Oh, he wants out of Buffalo. He hates Niagara Falls. Oh, that is so fucking weird. Why do people do that, bro? Why is, like, what is it? Is he literally going, I hate fucking Buffalo. I hate everything. No, he's not. So he doesn't want a Buffalo. He does not want our Buffalo. You people are idiots. You just don't want to go to Buffalo because you are afraid to have a good fucking time.
So Shannon Sharp,
shut the fuck up. I hate Shannon Sharp. Sorry.
I don't think there's a concern. We should be used to it by now. I think that Diggs is just being digged. That's what it is. He's bored. Next week when he's at a fashion show in France or whatever again, or London or whatever the fuck he's going to go for his fashion stuff, you're probably not going to see that on there.
Right. Oh, he's wearing a Louis Vuitton something. I'm not fashion-y. But that means he wants out of Buffalo.
He has his own lineup now. He has his own line of
clothing. Oh, he does.
He's done. Yes.
He's not. Oh, he's rocking the Stephon Diggs.
My own shit.
Yeah, that means he wants out of Buffalo, Neil. That automatically means he wants out of Buffalo.
For the France team.
Happy birthday, McDermott. Stephon Diggs wants to go leave Buffalo because he'd rather pursue a model career. I don't know. Shannon Sharp can say stupid shit. Why can't I? Skip Bayless can say stupid shit. Why can't I?
Oh, they say the dumbest stuff too.
Stephen A. motherfucking Smith says stupid shit. Why can't I?
And the show has reached a new low.
Love that. Fucking love that one.
That was good.
Guys, we love you guys. Appreciate you all tuning in. Appreciate the comments. Appreciate the feedback. Twitter's blowing up right now. We love you guys. Hit that reshare, repost, whatever. Sorry. Do I keep saying Twitter? I can't say Twitter. Now we lost our Elon Musk fucking SpaceX contract. I'm at X. Formerly known as Twitter.
Internet.
I'm currently calling you from Starlink. Dee-doo-doo-doo. Punch me up, Jim. And that was the birth of Chewbacca. But guys, don't worry. There's going to be a lot more Bills chatter. We're going to get a lot more guests coming on. This is bringing tables. This is what we do. So me and Tampa Neil does. We try to help you time travel to the season because it's the off season. And you can get your X's and O's. You can get your mock draft bullshit from other people. That's good. Good for them. There's a lot of good ones out there. Mm-hmm. Or you can come out, drink a cocktail,
did you fill a bracket out?
And listen to us. No, fuck, I don't do that. I don't gamble, bro. I do not gamble. I'm like 1 for like 375 right now. I do not gamble. Don't want to do it anymore. All right. How much you want?
How much did you win on that one?
I got a royal flush. I think I got like a royal flush on what's that one Chinese game?
Baccarat.
Kung Pao. I don't know. No. It's like Kung Pao or something. I don't know, man.
Kung Pao? Like the chicken?
No, it was called something else. Something totally else.
When you go,
I can't remember right now. I can't remember right now, Tampa Neil. But it was it's a Chinese poker game.
Baccarat.
I won a lot. I think I won, I don't know. Look, I only put like $5 in. Won like, I don't know. Don't remember. $10?
Right on.
All right. Well, time to go home, guys. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Tab and Neil. Final thoughts before we take us home?
That's it.
That's it?
Final thoughts.
Don't gamble, folks.
Don't gamble.
Don't gamble.
Or at least don't take up a piece of advice.
You know, that actually would be hilarious. We got to do we're doing segments. And the guys, 2024 season is going to be absolutely epic. We're going to have fucking all new opening table breakings or tables that sometimes we don't break. We're going to have some like absolute parties lined up for everybody who's traveling. That's what Bills Mafia does. And I think Tampa Neal.
We gotta get in touch with
Dom. Is no longer allowed.
Half our players in our last song are like not with us anymore.
Right, like bro, you gotta make a new song.
Yeah, we need an update.
We need an update, bro. This is not good. I'm sick of hearing Cole Beasley. That was 3 years ago, bro. Guys, you guys are awesome. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Tampa Neal, how about you bring us home, bro?
Right on. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Pull us up the live versions on Facebook, YouTube, as well as Twitter, formerly known as X, formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, there goes our fucking X contract.
Elon just sent me a middle finger. Damn it. So pull us up the live version. If you missed the live version and you just love listening to our voices so much, pull us up wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether it is Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Pod. You can only listen to until July 24th, and they're done with Google Pod. So make sure you get your Google Pod in while you can. If not, pull us up, Samsung Pod, Apple Pod. Like us, share us, hit that subscribe button. Tell your aunts, uncles, neighbors. Don't tell your attorneys. Epic B.
I would not recommend it because it always turns out bad for us because we can't afford attorneys. So please don't sue us. We love you guys. This is all a joke. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, brother? You didn't hear what? Ryan, you're always fucking everything up. Bro, hour late. Guys, we love every one of y'all. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Thank you for the podcast. It is the summer edition. Just sit back, relax. Cocktail. Let's start the weekend off great. Love you guys.
Hell yeah.